Join us online, offline, and on your mobile at God's Grace Eston Global Commission, GGHC, as we study and rightly divide the word of truth with accuracy and precision. GGHC, grace will speak for you.
Last week, I tried to explain to you what metamorphosis is. I started teaching on divine metamorphosis last week. For those of us that were science students in school, I explained to us what our teachers taught us and what they told us metamorphosis was. I told you last week that it's a change of the form or nature of a thing or a person into a complete different one. It is the process of transformation from an immature form to an adult form in two or more stages. Having told you what metamorphosis is according to science, I told you also last week that there is what is called divine metamorphosis. I told you divine metamorphosis is the change of form of a person from what he used to be to a completely different one. It is spiritual growth. It is spiritual maturity. It is spiritual progressive movement, progressive advancement from one stage to the other, from the place of power to the place of authority to the place of divine establishment. We read from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, where the Bible says, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, from stage to stage, from level to level, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." I told you last week, I said when a divine metamorphosis takes place in your life, your nature will change. Your personality will change. Your values will change. Your appearance will change. No one goes through divine metamorphosis and remain the same. It's not possible. I told you last week, you cannot boldly say you are a child of God or that you have fully known God without a divine metamorphosis experience. And I gave you an example from the Bible. In the book of Matthew chapter 17, from verse 1 to 8, where we saw Jesus Christ and his disciples, three of them, went to the mountain to pray. And when they got to the mountain, something happened. What we call transfiguration, but I want to call a metamorphosis experience. Something happened on the mountain. The Bible made us to understand that the face of Jesus changed. Not only did his face change, the Bible says his clothes became white as light. Not only that, the Bible also went on to say Moses and Elijah appeared and began to minister to Jesus. They began to talk with Jesus. After that, a voice came from heaven and gave a divine approval. I told you last week that these four stages are the stages of divine metamorphosis. And what are these four stages? Number one, the change of face. Number two, the change of clothing. Number three, receiving divine visitations, heavenly visitations and support. Number four, receiving God's endorsement and approval. These four stages of divine metamorphosis must be experienced by every true child of God. Hallelujah. Now let us break down the four stages. We want to break down these four stages of divine metamorphosis so that we can understand it clearly. Number one, the face of Jesus changed. Is that not what happened? What does that face of change signify? The change of face is likened to the change of nature when you encounter God. The first stage of divine metamorphosis is when you give your life to God. That's the first stage. The moment you give your life to God, there is a change in your nature. That change in your nature signifies, is what that change of face signifies. You used to be someone before, but now you are a new person. You used to be a street fighter before, but after the encounter, after you gave your life to Christ, you became a calm person, a gentle person. That is the change of face. A new identity is given to you. For you to experience the first stage of divine metamorphosis, which is the change of face, you must have given your life to Christ. Now, somebody is saying, Pastor, all of us have given our life to Christ now. Really? Really? There are many of us that say we have given our lives to Christ. But actually, our lives are far from Christ. You cannot say you have given your life to Christ and your identity remains. That old you remains. That fighter remains. That proud person remains. That angry person, that person that always loses his temper remains. You cannot say you have given your life and there is no change of nature. There is no change of face. People did not look at you and say, there's something different about you. Abi, you don't go to church, me. There must be a change of face. Something must stand you out from the others. That is the first stage of divine metamorphosis. Psalm 34 verse 5. The Bible says, they looked unto him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. Why were their faces were not ashamed? Because they looked unto Christ. As you look unto Christ, your identity must change. After the Pentecost experience, the disciples had a change of face and a change of nature. By the time they came out from the upper room, people were looking at them differently. They were saying, something has happened to these disciples. These were not the people that entered into this upper room. Something has changed. Apostle Paul too, on the way to Damascus, for those of you that watched the video of our Bible reading today, on the way to Damascus, what happened to him? There was a change of face. God's light blinded him. He was going to Damascus to go and kill Christians, to go and scatter Christians, to go and arrest Christians. But on the way, there was a divine encounter. Is that correct? He met Jesus and his nature changed. By the time he got there, Instead of him to be arresting Christians, he was also among the people that began to talk about Christ. He began to preach the gospel. This first stage of divine metamorphosis is the foundation of any form of spiritual growth and spiritual progress. Now, let me say this without apologies to anyone. Many people that go to church, that call themselves Christian or children of God, they are not even born again. They have not encountered Christ. Many. Out of every 10, hardly will you find 2 that have truly encountered God, that have truly had a change of face, that have truly had a change of nature. Hardly will you find 2 out of 10. This stage is like the egg stage, when the egg is laid by the butterfly. That egg stage is where your nature is formed and developed. Have you encountered God? Have you gone through the change of face stage of divine metamorphosis? Are you born again at all? It will be a great disaster for you to have attended this church or watch us online or listen to our messages continuously for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, and nothing has changed in your life. I always tell you, this is not a church of ozugbo ozugbo miracle. Miracle sharp sharp. No. Miracle is part of the package. It is compulsory. But it is not the real deal. It is not the main thing. The main thing is your salvation. The main thing is your sincerity with Christ. How can you be a member of this church and you cannot boast and boldly say openly everywhere that I am a child of God? If I declare next week Sunday as our Sunday of evangelism, that we are going to go to people's homes to evangelize, people's area to evangelize, many people will not come to church. They will say, ah, this one pastor say we are going to my area. I don't want them to. Eh? Because by the time people see you with Bible, they will look well and say, ah, you carry Bible. You are. Oh, it can't be. I remember one day I visited a sister in her office. I don't know if I've shared this testimony here. Not a member of this church anyway. I visited her in her office many years ago. And when I got to the reception, I said I was looking for sister so-so and so. I mentioned her name. There were 2 people at the reception there. They looked at themselves as if they saw a ghost. Eh? Sorry, sir. Who did you say you are looking for again? I called their sister. I said, sorry, sir. This one you are saying, sister. Hope there is no problem. I said, no, there is no problem. I'm a pastor. The 2 of them say, hey! It's like I was watching drama. I said, what happened? He said, hey! Sorry, sir. It's just that we didn't know that our madam used to go to church. No problem. She's around. That's our office over there. I said, can't you lead me? I said, no, sir. We don't need to lead you. Go and see by yourself. And by the time I got to the door and I knocked early in the morning, the voice I heard from inside said, who is that stupid person that is coming to disturb me at this hour? Are you mad or something? And I replied, I'm not mad, yo. It's me, Pastor. All of a sudden, the voice that was roaring like lion before became like the voice of a little baby. Oh, Pastor, I didn't know. Sorry, Jerry. Come in. You know, these are our people. They used to disturb. You're welcome, sir. Oh, God honor you. God bless you. Many of us are like that. In the church, you are something else completely. Outside there, nothing has happened. To the world, you are still the same. For you to experience divine metamorphosis, which is compulsory for every child of God, you need to start with the first stage, which is the change of face. Your face must change. Your nature must change. You must be different. Until people begin to talk about you and gossip about you, what did they happen to your brother? That is not, until that happens, that first stage has not occurred. The first thing that happened to Jesus on that mountain was that what? His face did what? Change. Tell your neighbor, your face must change to experience divine metamorphosis. The second thing that must happen, and that happened to Jesus on that mountain, was that his clothing changed. Is that correct? The Bible says his clothes became like light. This change of clothing is the second level of divine metamorphosis. This is the stage the Bible describes by saying, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things have become new. Once there's a change of face, there also need to be a change of clothing. Some old things must go. Tell your neighbor, some old things must go. So many of us, we manage to get through that first stage and say, oh, we give our lives to Christ. Lord, I'm sorry, I surrender. But immediately you go back home. Instead of you to quickly remove the old clothes and let it go, you still want to keep the old clothing. Inasmuch as you want to keep the old garment, inasmuch as you want to keep the old way of life, your face will just change back automatically again. So, immediately the first one happens, the second one must follow. Once your face change, your garment too must what? Change. When you find God, as your nature is changing, your character must change. Your attitude must change. Your personality must change. All these things represent your spiritual clothing. It must change. The change of clothing stage is very important. Because if you do not remove the old garment, if the old things don't pass away, you keep going back to square one. That is why you see people coming to church, giving their life on Sunday, and by Monday or Tuesday latest, they collect their life back. And they are serious when they came to give their life, when they came to give their life on Sunday, very serious. They say, Lord, I give my life. They will cry. Oh, Father, have mercy on me. Immediately they go home. They don't want to remove the old garment. Immediately they go home. They don't want to remove the what? The old garment. There are some friends you need to cut off if you want to experience divine metamorphosis. Because they represent the old garment. Immediately you decide to follow them again. Oh, such a person finds himself in square one. As your face is changing, your clothing too must change. Your clothing means your character, your personality. It must change. Your attitude, your behavior, the way you talk, the way you respond, it must change. One and two must follow each other, pari passu. Your face change, your clothing must change. Mark chapter 2 verse 21. He says, Mark 2, 21. Let me read from here. He said, besides, who would patch old clothing with new one? Who is the person that will patch old cloth with new one? For the new patch would shrink and rip away from the old cloth, leaving an even bigger tear than before. You cannot put old cloth on new one. Neither can you put new cloth on old one. One has to go for the other. That's what the Bible is saying here. In the book of Mark chapter 2, verse 21. When you change your garment, it is likened to the second stage of the metamorphosis of a butterfly, which is the larva stage, that crawling stage. You change your clothes. You come out of the egg and you change your clothing. Praise the name of the Lord. Here is a proven fact. If you forget anything, don't forget what I'm about to say now. Many people that call themselves Christians, that claim to have encountered God, never ever go beyond the first two stages. Many. And this include pastors. This include reverends. This include archbishops. They claim to have encountered God. They claim to be spiritual. But they never pass these first two stages. That is why you see their character, attitude, personality is always swallowing their spiritual progress. Because no change. What is the number three stage? I've told you what happened to Jesus on the mountain last week. I'm just trying to break it down now. The Bible says the first thing that happened was that his face changed. I've told you what the change of face means. The second thing that happened was that his clothes became like light. I've told you what that means. What was the third thing that happened? Elijah and Moses paid him a visit. Elijah and Moses did what? He received heavenly support. He received heavenly visitation. This heavenly support and heavenly visitation is stage three of divine metamorphosis. What is stage three? Heavenly support, heavenly visitation. Listen to me. Don't forget this one. Put it on your wall. Paste it everywhere. Make it the screen cover of your phone if possible. It is your right as a child of God to receive heavenly support. Did you get that? It is your what? Right. Except you are not a child of God. It is your right. If you see any child of God languishing, if you see any child of God praying, it seems as if nothing is happening, if it seems as if heaven is far from you, it is because you have not gone through the first two stages and passed excellently. Because when you go through those first two stages and you are okay in the eyes of God, you have passed it, definitely this third one must come. Is somebody listening to me? After you have an encounter of God, after you have given your life to Him, which is the first stage, I mean that change of faith experience, and you have turned a new leaf, you have removed your old garment, which is the second stage, your character, attitude, personality has changed, and you are sincere about it, without any doubt, there will be heaven assistance for you. It's a fact. There cannot be much divine help. There cannot be much divine support without you going through the first two stages and completing it well. It can't happen. That is why Isaiah said, "The hand of God is not short that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But our sin has done what? Has separated us from God." It's a big gully. Romans 12:1 says, "Can you continue in sin and expect grace to continue?" You want to continue to experience grace in sin? The answer is, God forbid. It can't happen. Here is the reason why it seems people are praying and their prayers are not answered. It is because the first two stages of divine metamorphosis, of divine growth, of spiritual progress, of spiritual power has not been effectively dealt with. That is why you have a lot of half-baked Christians everywhere today. You will see people that claim to be pastors. "I'm a man of God." But we never knew when they were children of God. How can you be a man of God without first being a child of God? Everybody today, so far as they can carry the Bible and read few lines, even if they don't understand it, they claim that God has called them. Here is the truth. There cannot be heaven's support. There cannot be heaven's visitation until the first two stages, the change of face, the change of garment, is complete. Jesus received heaven's assistance. Moses and Aaron came to minister to him. Why? Because he had passed the first two stages. The change of face, the change of garment. Listen to me. In the time of Jesus, it was Moses and Elijah that came. But in our own time, God has prepared someone to constantly come to our help. How many of you know? How many of you know that? In the time of Jesus, it was Moses and Aaron that came. Is that correct? One to the left, one to the right. But after Jesus left, before he left, he said, "I am going, but I am going to send someone that is going to come around every time. Once you have crossed the first two stages, this person will be with you. He will be with you." And who is this person? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one God has mandated to come from heaven to give us regular divine support anytime we need it. But you cannot get the help of the Holy Spirit without first of all having a change of nature, having a change of face, having a change of clothing. Very vital. The Holy Spirit of God will never come to a filthy place. Oh. The Holy Spirit of God will not deal with dirty life. That is why it's called the Holy Spirit. Jesus told his disciples, he said, "You have gone through the first stage. You know me. You have gone through the second stage. You are ready. You are broken. But But go and lock yourself in the upper room and wait for the third stage. What is that third stage? The Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, you cannot do anything. Quote me anywhere. Any Holy Spirit that anyone claims to have, that he did not go through the first two stages of metamorphosis is fake. Should I repeat myself? Any Holy Spirit, any that anybody claims to have, that he has not first of all gone through the first two stages, the change of nature, the change of character, the removal of the old clothing, that Holy Spirit is what? Fake. Fake. Because the Holy Spirit will not come until those first two stages have been dealt with. I remember one woman that used to disturb me many years ago. Say, Pastor, I don't know this Holy Spirit. Me, I'm not getting the Holy Spirit. I'm not receiving you. I've pray. I've passed, fast. I don't know what to do. Everywhere they are calling Holy Spirit, I go there. I said, okay. So I said, let me pray with you. And as I closed my eyes, I prayed. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, he said, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. I said, as I was just a few minutes into the prayer, the Lord opened my eyes. And I saw her abusing somebody seriously, and arguing, serious fight. And then I said, in Jesus' name, amen. And I said, ma'am, I saw something now. I see that you argue a lot, you quarrel a lot. He said, ah, daddy, you are correct. Say, truly, I don't know. I don't know. Anytime somebody provoke me like this, I don't use hand to fight, but you see this in my mouth. If I abuse a dead body, that's what she told me. I'm quoting her. Say, if I abuse a dead body, the dead body will open eye and say, allow me to rest in peace, please. That's what she told me. I say, I say, I know that my mouth is fire. And you want to receive Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit cannot come. He said, no, sir. I don't fight physically. You don't need to fight physically. You don't know that with your mouth, you can kill somebody. I have seen people that abuse people, and the people enter into depression and went and hanged themselves. Yes. They insulted the man. The man became depressed. He didn't know what to do with his life again. He went and killed himself. The Holy Spirit will not come into a filthy life. This third stage is like the pupa stage in the metamorphosis of butterfly. That enclosure stage, that place where the larva or the caterpillar enters into an enclosure, and the former body is broken so that it can enable it to grow wings. So that it can be beautified. That is what the Holy Spirit will do for you. After you have gone through the face, change of face, change of garment, you need the breaking down of the Holy Spirit. You need the support of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that will bring out the best in you. It is the Holy Spirit that will bring out the beauty in you. It is the Holy Spirit that you need for you to be broken down and to begin to fly like a butterfly. In this our anniversary, I am prophesying to somebody here today, you will receive the help of heaven. The Holy Spirit will come for your help in the name of Jesus Christ. This stage is a very important stage of spiritual growth and power. In the metamorphosis of a butterfly, the pupa stage is the most important. That is why at that stage, there is no movement. It enters into an enclosure. In that place, work is being done on it. Many of you have not even gone through the first two stages. How can you go through the stage where the Holy Spirit will do some serious work on you? By the time the Holy Spirit finish work on you, by the time he finish helping you, and you come out, you are coming out in full glory. Praise the name of the Lord. The fourth and the final stage is the heaven endorsement stage. Heaven what? Endorsement stage. That is the last level. After the face of Jesus changed, after his clothing changed, after Moses and Elijah came to support him, to minister to him, a voice came from heaven. And the voice said, "This is my son, in whom I am well pleased." An endorsement came from heaven. This fourth stage of divine metamorphosis is experienced by very few. Hello? It's experienced by what? Very few. Only very few get to this stage. Some people get to the third stage, but they do not allow the Holy Spirit to finish work on them. They still remain a work in progress until they eventually die. They never come out of that cocoon. Only a few. Only a few get to this fourth level of divine endorsement, of heaven's endorsement. Once you get to this stage where God himself said, "That is my child," you are not an ordinary person again. No. That is the stage of power. It's the stage of authority. It's the stage of regular miracle signs and wonders. I know a man of God that anytime he enters a place where demons are present, he doesn't need to call prayer point. He doesn't need to say, "Close your eyes." Immediately he entered there, you will see people begin to say, "Yeah, fire, fire." Which fire? Well, because he moves with mobile of angels. Ayaya. His presence carry divine attention. How many of you want to get to that level? I read the story of a great man called Apostle Babalola, one of the great revivalists in Nigeria. One day, he went to a place to settle a quarrel or something like that. And you know, in those days, there was rare electricity. So he went with lamp. You know, this old, what we call atopa. And when he got there, he was holding the lamp on his hand, and I think there was quarrel, and he needed to use the hands. And in the presence of people that were shouting and quarreling there, he just said, "The angels that are working with me, please help me hold this lamp." And he did it like this, and the thing stand in the air like that. Quarrel settled. Hello? What? Everybody begin to say, "Sir, wait till you talk, sir." Quarrel did what? Immediately. Power. These days, nobody wants to go through the Holy Spirit breaking down experience again. They don't want to wait for the cycle to be complete. Until that cycle is completed, you cannot experience power. Is somebody listening to me this morning? Here's the truth, beloved. Many Christians never make it to this fourth stage, this last stage. They never get divine endorsement. They never get divine approval. Not only Christians, though. Many pastors never made it there. Many reverend never made it there. Many archbishop never made it there. That is why they will go about to look for help elsewhere to back up their ministry, because they never made it to the final stage of divine metamorphosis. I have made up my mind that I will make it there. I will not allow the world to distract me. I will not allow sin to hinder me. I will not allow the pleasures of this world to stop me. I must make it. I must go through these four stages. I must come out as a beautiful butterfly. I must spread my wings and fly. No one sees a beautiful butterfly and not reckon with it. Immediately it flies around you, you say, wow, this is beautiful. But it has gone through a breaking down process. It has gone through a crawling process. It has gone through a change of nature. It has gone through a change of face. Until these changes are made, divine metamorphosis can never be completed. Many Christians never make it. Many prophets never make it to this fourth stage. Many bishops never make it to this fourth stage. Many of them carry big collar, but there is no endorsement from heaven. Many of them carry big Bible, but heaven does not know them. That is why Jesus Christ said, many will come and say, but in your name I cast out devil. In your name I raise the sick. He will say, depart from me. I don't know you. Because the divine metamorphosis experience was not completed. Was not completed. If you see anyone that has gone through these four stages and he has landed and gotten the endorsement of heaven, I beg you in the name of God, don't mess with them. I told you this last week. Don't mess with them. They are not ordinary people anymore. They are not ordinary people. Some of them are not even pastors. Hello? Some of them don't even have church. Many of you think it is only those that are pastors, that are bishops, that are prophets, that have received endorsement of heaven. You lie! There are many ordinary men, ordinary women. Probably a woman selling pepper somewhere in the market. Or somebody that is just sitting quietly in the church, not boasting, not bragging. And you think she's a nobody. Lo and behold, she has the approval of heaven. She has the endorsement of heaven. He has the endorsement of heaven. These ones that have this heaven endorsement, don't mess with them. Those are the ones that the Bible refers to as my anointed. Touch them not and do them no harm. Remember, the brother and sister of Moses, they tried to mess with him. They said, the things you told us not to do is what you are doing, Moses. Why? And you know what God did to them now? God dealt with them. It was the same Moses that was begging for them. And God told them, you are not like Moses, oh. You may be a senior. Aaron, you were born before him. Miriam, you are a senior sister. But you are not mate. I talk to you using mediums, but I talk to him mouth to mouth. Koro koro talk. Naomi and Moses, they talk. You are not mate. He has divine endorsement. There are men in the land that carry this endorsement. Don't mess with them. And we have a few men of God too that carry it. That is why I laugh at people that insult men of God. Some people will go on social media in the guise that they are blogging. They will say, we are blogging. Men of God, they are thief. They steal money. This one, they begin to call their name. Some will even begin to insult them. Some people will do things that their generation will never recover from. Don't join them. Hello? Don't join them. It's not in your position to judge anybody. You serve your God. Serve him in spirit and in truth. The Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In conclusion, you must note that divine metamorphosis experience is a must for every child of God. Compulsory. Is what? Compulsory. If you have not gone through it, you are just wasting time. It's a must. The devil knows that once you go through these four stages, you get through these four stages of divine metamorphosis, you are no longer his mate. He knows. He knows that when you go through these four stages, you become untouchable. He knows. He knows that when you go through these four stages, you become a threat to him. He knows. He makes sure that you never complete that cycle. He uses what I call spiritual terminators. They are what, these are what the devil uses. Spiritual terminators, such as love of money, impatience, lust of the flesh, love of the world, pride. All these things are spiritual terminators. He used them to make sure they stop you, to stop you. He will either stop you at stage one and make sure you don't get to stage two, or he stop you at stage two and make sure you don't get to stage three, or he makes you to stay in stage three forever and say, no, you will never subject yourself to the Holy Spirit. You will never allow the Holy Spirit to perfect his work in you. That is his work. He stops you because he knows that completing the divine metamorphosis process is danger to him. Before the end of this anniversary month, your divine metamorphosis experience will be activated. Or if it has been activated and stopped, it will be reactivated. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Close your eyes and begin to talk to God. Divine metamorphosis experience is a must for every true child of God. Divine metamorphosis experience is a must for every true child of God. Say, Lord, help me. I don't just want to come to church and be warming bench. I don't want to say I'm a member of God's grace. I say, God's grace, God's grace. You are coming to God's grace and you are not experiencing the grace that God is giving. Because sin is a stopper of grace. Begin to talk to God. Say, Lord, help me. I don't want to serve you for nothing. I don't want to get to heaven and they say, depart from me, I don't know you. That will not be my portion. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Thank you, Father.